that the universe has this ancient design. Because this major premise that I have is based on istikrar, or based on, if you want to say, empirical data or empiricism. And, I don't have a big enough set of data to study from. So you mean to tell me that the most important argument, I mean, in Islamic theology, this is the most important argument.
Is it the most important argument of the Quran?
That's an argument produced by the philosophers. But the mutakallimeen, for example, especially those who don't have a philosophical leaning, they would not turn to that. In the Quran, for example, that which is most obvious, or the one that is referred to in the ahadith as well, the one which is apparently referred to in the hadith as well, is the argument by design, right? And you're trying to tell me that there's a deep flaw in this argument?
You know, I think that in the after all,
yes,
you have this, and if you think that, okay, there's a high probability,
yes,
that is God, and your whole picture of things, if that works out in that whole picture, then,
yes,
you accept.
Okay.
But if you say there is nothing, and most of, like, no creator,
okay,
and many other, and you have many other problems,
yes,
then that's the reason that you don't accept that problem.
Okay. So then what you're saying to me right now is that the argument by design in and of itself is not sufficient. But if you add other things to it, other pieces of evidence to it, eventually, it brings about 99.99999% certainty.
Yeah, so like the assumptions, for example,
yes,
that we have in many parts of science.
Yes.
You assume that, for example, light is photon,
yeah,
and something like that. And you produce,
yes,
theories based on that. If they,
yes,
work out, then
Right. So, sure.
You know, the answer comes from the epistemology.
Yes.
And the problem is for the first minor sentences.
Oh, for the fundamental, the problem,
yes,
with the minor premise?
Yes.
Okay, what's the problem with the minor premise?
There is no problem with the first sentence, but the Hume has a problem with the first sentence.
Oh, he has a problem with the first sentence?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In what sense does Hume have a problem with the first sentence?
Really? I forgot the answer.
I know that the answer
comes from the epistemology.
No, for example, Hume says that sometimes you see design structure in the universe without any particular sentient designer getting involved in that process. So, for example, he says, look at a snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
A snowflake, you agree, it's designed. Or it looks like a design structure, but there is no person consciously or sentiently getting involved in making the snowflake. So he accepts that there are design structures in the universe. He just doesn't accept that it needs a sentient designer. So you know what? I'm not going to answer this question today. I'm going to let it simmer through, and you guys can think about it. The answer actually for me came from Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari. Powerful answer. And
the book of Shinoch Chinasi.
Not Shinoch Chinasi. No, actually, materialism. Why the West gravitates towards materialism. Because it's a very materialistic view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a powerful response. And it comes back to those six things that we mentioned, and comes back to epistemology, and it shows you the importance of the study of epistemology. And even some of the most basic arguments that we have. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.